This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils. They get the home opener yesterday. Sosa, the guy. Love that guy, man. Look, we'll talk about Sosa. We'll talk about the now 3-1 fighting Phils. We're showing a fighting capability, a comeback capability so far this year. Look, they had a nice start to the season. Off day today, which is a bummer, but back at it tomorrow and 3 out of 4 so far, which is outstanding. Not outstanding for the Eagles. The tush-push could go today. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Vote later today. We'll talk a lot about that. Howie Roseman spoke yesterday. We'll get into that. Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie later today. So all of it with you on the phone lines. A lot to do at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Metallica is the only band in the world to have ever performed on all 7 continents in the same calendar year.
Wow.
It's quite a feat.
That's a good fact.
In Antarctica. Antarctica's tough. I would imagine.
You think it's harder than North America?
Yeah. A bit. A touch.
Just a little bit.
It seems a little distant.
Just a scotch.
Frigid.
As Sean likes to say, a scotch. You use that term sometimes.
Yeah. That was a term of my dad's.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure. I've never heard anyone else use that term.
I've heard it, but you
and I'm not
and
sure
then
what it comes from. Scotch.
I've heard it from others.
Is it from Nova Scotia?
I don't know. Phils looked like they were about to be 2-2. They were hanging by a thread there in the 7th inning. Scosh.
Oh.
Scosh.
Just a scosh. Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friends, as Lee Corso would say. Hey, if you were down there yesterday, we want to hear from you. And, of course, if you weren't, we want to hear from you. But it's great to have the Phils back. I mean, they were back last week, but they were back yesterday because they were back in town yesterday. And, you know, John, one thing that is thematically evident so far, and who knows, you know, if this will carry the whole year, you know, who the heck knows. But so far, what we've seen is a resilient team. You know, Rob Thompson talked about that after the game yesterday. I mean, they've been down in these games that they've won. That was another one yesterday where, and again, they continue to struggle against the starting pitchers. And, you know, being at the ballpark, and it was really fun being there yesterday, but the crowd was, I mean, I'll put myself in it. We were all kind of dead there for a while. The very beginning, you're all, you know, jazzed up, and here they are.
The first pitch got the crowd going.
That whole thing. And then, like, the third inning, it's like,
Is someone going to start?
Yeah, no one's getting a hit. And then the fourth inning, and the fifth inning, and then the sixth inning. Let's listen to the big moment. We want to hear from you, your reaction to yesterday, 215-592-9494. Because there were two really big moments within the game. And no disrespect meant to what started it, which was a Stott double and a Trey Turner walk, which was really key. Bad pitching, by the way, by the reliever. I mean, he's got Trey Turner in an 0-2 count. He throws 4 straight pitches that all look kind of similar. They're all balls. Trey lays off all of them. So now you got first and second. The biggest moment of the game, Sosa.
Swing and a drive, right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. It'll tie the game. Turner flying into third base. Ball picked up on the track. The relay home will be cut off. Turner scores standing up. It's a double for Edmundo Sosa, and the Phillies lead it 2-1.
John, I love that guy, man. I really do. I am a big Phillies fan, right?
I mean, how could you not?
Ever since his slide versus St. Louis.
Yep, with the safe. Yep.
Oh, sure.
And that was, you know, this is his fourth year now.
Man, always brings the juice, and he is better than what I expected, better than what I think a lot of people expected. He's just consistent. You know, you're going to get that energy and that jolt. He brings a jolt. I thought yesterday was a great sign in a lot of respects. You know, seeing performance from Sosa, seeing Topper bring some juice too. How about the fact that Topper shook it up
with Trey playing?
Yeah,
that was a good moment.
Topper sort of managed that game like it was not the fourth game of the season. Topper managed that game like it was almost postseason-esque. And I love that. You bring Trey off the bench on his day off. You bring Trey in for Brandon Marsh in the seventh inning. We're down 1-0.
Yeah.
You need to do something here. I thought it was kind of uncharacteristic of Topper. I was shocked at the time, and it worked. We dwell all the time on the stuff that doesn't work, the things that he does wrong.
Sure.
Let's talk about this. This is out of his comfort zone, Topper's, and brings Trey in. Trey ran like I've never seen him run.
He really ran, man.
Trey is motivated like I've never seen. That was incredible, the way he brought that thing home. But just, you know, the restraint to draw a walk, that was a great job by him.
It was.
And it sort of fit into, he went down 0-2, and it matters a ton that he was able to lay off, because then Sosa drove him home with Stott, puts us up at that moment in time in the game in the seventh inning. Of course, then it's a home run fiasco. You know, everyone's going yard after that, which is great, just to pile on and make sure that we stay the distance. Max Kepler again. Max Kepler.
You like this guy, don't you?
With talent. This is so cool to watch. But and then Casty, another outfielder making good to make it 6-1. But, you know, we've failed this season against the starting pitching, and I'm not quite sure when to start making more of a big deal out of that. I know it's early yet. I know that, hey, we're still winning. We've made mincemeat of bullpens, if that makes anyone feel better.
That's right.
You know? So our manager, but above all else, the manager got aggressive, and at a time early where I did not think that he would, it ended up helping win us a game, and I appreciate that a lot.
Well, I agree. Look, I mean, we'll take your reaction, obviously, to yesterday. If you were at the ballpark in particular, because, you know, you got the energy and the juice from being down there, 215-592-9494. But if you weren't able to get there, of course, we want to hear from you. If you, you know, saw the game on TV, listen here on WIP. It did get exciting after, you know, about an hour and a half or so where it wasn't at all. And by the way, after the Sosa hit, I mean, Schwarber really added on in a massive way. I mean, this was a bomb. Let's listen. Kyle Schwarber, I'm not going to say effectively ended the game because you still had to get six outs, but you knew when he hit this, the Phillies were probably about to get to 3-1.
Here's the pitch. Schwarber swings, drives it high and deep, center field. Doyle back, track, wall, it's gone! Off the ivy of the batter's eye, Kyle Schwarber with his third home run of the season. It's 4-1 Phillies.
Yeah, and that was about halfway up the ivy. You know, that was a, you know, like Ryan Howard went over the ivy one time. I think it might have even been before there was ivy, when it was just a brick wall with no ivy. You know, it was 20 years ago. But this was a shot. James,
it really was just a wrist flick, too.
Well,
he
freaking hit it. Look, we want to hear from you on the Phillies and your early impressions of our squad. Obviously, you know, Christopher Sanchez pitched well, gave up only one run. 215-592-9494. James, your early impressions of the Phillies?
Yeah, first of all, it was great to be back at the ballpark yesterday to feel the juice. It is so weird. We haven't had it for a long time until the last years, but to go from your last game being the intensity of a playoff game to a regular season game, you have to adjust. I think those first few innings, it's like adjusting to that. But to your guys' point, I think the resiliency, the toughness so far has been really good to see. They go down early, they come back, no problem. To Richie's point, I think putting Trey Turner in the game when it was the back spasms, day off, with how weird Topper's been the last few years about guys getting days off and not, you know, pushing them. I thought it was really good to see them like trying to win an April game, you know, doing what it takes to win a game in April and making a move like that. I was really psyched yesterday because, to your point, the first few innings were frustrating, and it's been that feeling in each game where it's like tough to get going, but they've gotten going. I mean, they've scored 25 runs in four games. Like, you can't complain with
and
that.
And by the way, the Phillies have gotten good starting pitching. I mean, yesterday is another example. Obviously, the guys aren't going 7 and 8 innings yet because, you know, you're not going to do that. Now, Nola had a bad start. There's no doubt. He gave up 5 runs, and it wasn't that many innings. But 3 of the 4 guys have delivered. I mean, Wheeler,
Lizardo
and Sanchez all
Lizardo
delivered.
Lizardo was 11 strikeouts.
Yeah,
Lizardo
was
awesome.
And Nola,
and the bullpen was good again yesterday, too.
Bullpen was good. There's no question. So your reaction to the Phillies so far, and you know, I think one of the big themes thus far has been obviously there's a resiliency in there. Now, look, they're not facing the greatest teams. They're getting into the opposing team's bullpen. I mean, it is a little bit of a gift yesterday that dude, you know, hand straight Turner, 4 straight balls. I mean, 1 or 2, sure, of course, because you're trying to get him to fish 0-2 count, 1-2 count. But once you get to 2-2, especially once you get to 3-2, that guy's got to throw a strike. He didn't. Trey laid off, and obviously the next batter, as we know, Sosa did what he did. Look, 215-592-9494. Also, we're going to get a lot into the tush push today. And we're going to hit this topic coming up next. And I'm just going to give you a little preview, and I want you to react to this question. Are the Eagles being persecuted? Are the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl champs, who have successfully ran this play for a couple of years now? I can't remember if it started in 21 or 22.
3 years, I believe.
Only in 22? All right, so it's either 3 or 4 years. They obviously run it better than anyone has ever run it. There's no question about that. They have had tremendous success in these last couple of years. I mean, they've made the playoffs every year. They got to a Super Bowl, lost near the very end. They got 2 years later to another Super Bowl, won it in the most convincing fashion that a team has won a Super Bowl, probably since Seattle beat Denver in 2013. I mean, it wasn't even close. And it's been front and center when the national audience sees the Eagles play. Now, you guys know my position. I think the tush push should go because I don't think it's a football play. But I will acknowledge this. I think the causality of it being attacked now is jealousy of the Eagles and an attempt to persecute the Eagles. And I'm curious if you agree with that. 215-592-9494. I mean, guys, today's the day. They're going to vote today. What do you make of it? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, the Phils, the tush push thing, your phone calls on all of these topics. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So that sounds like a lot of fun to me. Whether it's a big blast or some oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR to claim your Dinger Tuesdays profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP as well. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to start hitting dingers and homers and winning big today.
All right, so a great job by the Phils out of the gate, 3 of 4 so far. Now, let's be real, and I'm not saying this to skew negative. If anything, it's a compliment. They should have won 3 of 4 so far. I mean, they should have. You know, they've pitched 4 outstanding starting pitchers. They face one team in Washington who positively stinks. Another team in Colorado who's not quite that bad. But
no, Colorado's worse than Washington.
They're not. Well, yeah, they're worse. Not,
okay. They're much lower, preseason win total, all that.
So they should be 3-4, but they are. And they're showing flight, which is really, really good. So we'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494. All right, John, let's open up the tush push thing. So first and foremost, do you agree with my assessment that the Philadelphia Eagles, our football team, that they are being persecuted due to their success, that there is jealousy and teams are targeting them in part, not exclusively, but in part and maybe in large part, because the other team simply can't stop or do what the Eagles do. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. And if I'm an owner of another team, I'm looking at this like, well, I even in Buffalo's case, well, I run this play an awful lot. Will I vote to eliminate this play from the game or not? How does it affect our bottom line? Are we good at this play? Like, no one else is good at this play like we are.
No one else.
So why do they really care that much about keeping it around? These are the owners of the teams who are voting on whether this play gets to stay. The part that bugs me is, like, these old guys sitting around, like, they don't value the play. They're not going to care. And when it gets put to a vote, this thing could go anywhere because of that fact. It really doesn't make much of a difference to those guys at that point in time sitting in that room, in large part because no one else is good at it like we are.
Yeah. Look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the tush push. Rhea, how much does this burn you up? I mean, it's been a real advantage for the Eagles.
Oh, a huge advantage.
Does it burn you up?
It bothers me because they're lying about the reason.
They are.
I mean, that's what, to me, you know, if you want to go with your argument that you think it's aesthetically unpleasing, okay, I can live with that one. The injuries are, it's just a lie.
It's not true.
It's 100%.
And the pace of play thing, that was the other argument. Apparently the pace of play thing, as it's being reported, is being drawn back to that one ridiculous sequence with Frankie Louvu jumping over.
To me, that's the reason this has come apart. Frankie Louvu was trying to hurt somebody. The Eagles weren't trying to hurt anybody with the way they run that play. He was clearly trying to do it, and that's what they're trying to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, look, 215-592-9494. James, does this steam you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm furious about it. I think it is. It's nonsense. Like, especially when they keep mentioning injuries, and the data says there's zero. But people could get hurt.
Actual,
you're playing
0%.
Football. Like, what are we talking about
here? I've seen
here?
That.
Yeah.
Written. 0%.
Yeah.
Troy Vincent has said it.
And again, like, to the point of, like, I know you're aesthetically pleasing, all that. Yeah. It is, I think Joe Giglio said this yesterday, it accounts for 0.2% of an NFL game in terms of time. Like, what are we talking about
here? It's definitely not a time issue. Well, look, we've got a Twitter poll question of the day about the tush push today. Guys, I mean, this is the day. We're going to find out by the time we go to bed, sometime a few hours before that, we're going to find out tush push, in or out, for next season. And let's be real, if it's out, it'll probably always stay out.
If it's out,
you know,
it's,
I don't think it's
a major blow.
Well, that
to
too.
The Eagles.
That too. But I mean, here's the other point. If it's out, it probably never comes back. And you could have Jalen Hurts, and you're certainly, you know, barring injury, should have Landon Dickerson for a long time. Milot is not, you know, old. He's not exactly young anymore, but you could have the main three guys. Hurts, Milot, and Dickerson, you could easily have them for the next 5 years. Easily. And maybe longer. So if this thing is gone today, and they don't get to lean on it not only in the 2025 season, but for the next 5 to 8 years when you know, could have these guys, that's a blow to the Eagles. Now, it doesn't mean they can't still be an outstanding quarterback sneak team. They can and should be, because Jalen obviously still brings the bulk and I think has the savvy. And obviously the way Dickerson and Milot crash in there, you know, they should still be way above average at it.
Brings the bulk.
Bigger than the Lamar. Bigger than Kyler Murray. Bigger than me, by the way. Jalen Hurts, I will say, is better at the quarterback sneak than the hammer. I just want to put, because I'm in athlete mode because I wore that uniform yesterday, John. So.
Are you serious?
You were all over Twitter. My goodness.
So, wow.
You saw all those pictures?
Every time I went on it, I'm like, oh, here's another picture to camera.
Let me say this. I thank all the people I met yesterday at the ballpark. Very kind. I know the comments on social media, some of them weren't so kind. That's okay. It was, honest to God, it was so, for me, gratifying to meet so many wonderful people. People, John, that really love our show. I mean, they really, really enjoy our show. So
that's amazing.
100% of people, 100% of people that I interact with.
Well, that's just what they say to your face. I mean, I know.
I saw the social media. Trust me. I saw some of it at least.
Did you feel like that smile on their face was waning in any way while they were meeting you and talking?
No, people were great, man. People were great.
Like, you were not detrimental.
No.
Like, meeting you was not detrimental to their impression of the show.
If people want to call in, if you saw me at the ballpark or saw us on the YouTube show, which, by the way, we're live again on the YouTube show. You can see that right now on YouTube. You can see yesterday, you know, on YouTube. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. But if we interacted at the ballpark, please let us know what you thought of, as John says sometimes, the costume. I get it. Look, 215-592-9494. Also, Twitter poll question of the day about the tush push. Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, here's the poll question, what you can react to. Which of these best describes how you will feel if the tush push gets banned today? Choice A, angry. It's not fair. Choice B, it should be banned. I don't think many people say that, but obviously there are some out there like me that think it should go. Choice C, the birds will be fine anyway. So even if it gets banned, you go to that, yeah, we still got Jalen, we still got Dickerson, we still got Mulata. They won't convert at quite the same rate, but they'll still have a tremendous advantage with quarterback sneaking. Sirianni will still use it more often than others, and they'll be fine. I don't think they'll be as fine, by the way, but they will still be pretty damn good at it. But I'm telling you right now, I think it'll hurt if this thing goes. I don't think you're going to be going for 4th-and-1 on your own 38 anymore. I really don't. All right, 215-592-9494. Phil's and Eagles both on the table. Let's kick it off with Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. One comment on Twitter that I have to agree with, you may have explained this already, okay. Why the Velcro strap hat? You got to go fitted, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to round out the ensemble.
I talk about this with them a lot.
A lot of people say that behind the scenes.
It really means a lot to me personally that he get a damn fitted
hat. So, Ed, why is it so offensive to the baseball gods that I wear a regular hat with a uniform?
Do you see players wearing a regular hat?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, there you go.
Authentic.
No.
Joe, you're wearing it again today. This is a different one. Well, if you had a fitted hat.
I don't have a fitted Phillies hat.
If you had a fitted Phillies hat, you would be wearing
it.
Are you just better?
If any of you give me whatever, $20 to $40, I'll be happy to
know the size. No one ever do that.
Okay.
We need to know what size your head is.
Well, no, we don't. Then, he can buy it for himself.
Then what are my three words to retort those that are criticizing
you? Can look like an idiot.
What are my three words?
It's fine.
Deal with it.
I'm not dealing with it. You're the one who looks like an idiot. That's fine. I don't care.
All right, Ed, what do you got on the Phils yesterday, man?
I was talking to James on the phone about this, and he corrected me with, Herman Marquez's career ERA. But I'm telling you, like, these pitchers who come in with 4.5, like high 4 ERAs that we make look like Greg Maddux for 6 innings, and then get after their bullpen. I'll take the win, but we're going to eventually run into some buzzsaws of bullpens, like the Dodgers, the Braves, those are just the two that come to mind. But
no,
like,
I know.
It's not sustainable, I don't think.
No, I agree with that. This way. But I will say, Ed, show and fight is important. But yes, you want to see them get after the weakest part of the Phillies team so far has been not getting after the starting pitchers. I mean, it just has been. The starting pitcher's ERA for the other team, I believe, is below 1 through 4 games.
This.
Which is incredible.
Insane.
Yeah.
And one thing real quick on the tush push, and I just want to play devil's advocate a little bit, you have no data to prove it, but do you think there's been some pushback from other teams outside of the sour grapes thing about sort of the the aggregate effects of, you know, doing this play multiple times, and then that compounding effect over 16, 17 games, how that could be sort of deleterious to a player's health? Or do you think there's really nothing to that?
I haven't heard anyone say it. I've never heard the word deleterious either before, whatever that was.
That's not the word.
Whatever that was quite a word. I don't know, Ed. I mean, I think
small collisions. These are small collisions.
Which they also have every play, John, right?
Every play.
And big collisions
there
on some plays.
Other plays that have much bigger collisions that I think are more dangerous.
Yeah, I could think that's accurate. Look, 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to win Chris Brown tickets. Also, Elliot, he weighed in yesterday about the tush push here on WIP. We'll get to that and more. And for those that missed it, we'll describe to you the moment when the Phillies had that first pitch and Brandon Graham and Saquon walked out on the field. That was very cool. Your thoughts on the tush push and your chance to win Chris Brown tickets. That's next on 94 WIP. Boy, they're really grasping at straws with explanations like that. I mean, the catastrophic thing, you got to be kidding me.
It's going to happen.
No. If an injury is going to occur. Like, they are so stretching this.
They
man.
Really are.
The 0% injuries. Howie does the right thing. Show us the injury data. Show us the numbers on this play. And they have to come back and say, well, actually... Yeah. That number is zero injuries.
But it's going to happen.
The hypothetical number is much higher.
Those injuries will be so much worse than normal injuries. That's what they're trying to say now. Come on, man.
You know what I find? There's a lot of fun interesting about this. But one thing is that Howie got to present to the competition committee. I mean, I've never heard of that before. You know, I mean, if you think about it, that, you know, that he got to be like, he's not on the competition committee.
But maybe that room on, you know, I'm thinking about it, what Breer had in there, maybe that was just the room on Sunday where they were all meeting before they,
I guess that's possible.
I was thinking about it. I don't know if that was an actual presentation, but, in the story it just said he spoke to the room on Sunday.
I got
so
you.
It didn't
okay,
define.
So maybe it's not the formal competition committee meeting.
But, I mean, after that conversation is when he was in the hallway.
Yeah, the heated conversation.
With McDermott, obviously. You know, the biggest clown opponent against it.
Yeah.
Because he is a clown.
Well, that thing, it's a weird look. All right, the whole McDermott thing, we're going to get into that because we got audio of him as well. By the way, when you call in today, whether it's about the tush push or the Phils and another win, you're shot to win Chris Brown tickets. We got Chris Brown tickets today for his concert happening August 16th. It's the Breezy Bowl 20 Tour at Citizens Bank Park, August 16th. Tickets on sale April 3rd. That's coming up in 2 days at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that is Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win them today. Well, first off, James Seltzer, hey, happy April Fool's Day to you, buddy.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, happy April Fool's to everybody. You know,
you're a big April Fool's guy where you want to, like, I mean, you were a bit of a class clown, as you used to say, a prankster, as it were.
Yeah, my form of April Fool's was when I did not disrupt class.
That was pretty good.
The other 364 days, I had them covered pretty good.
Your teachers looked forward to April
Correct.
Fool's Day, yes.
All right, so happy April Fool's to everyone. So here we ask you today on this April Fool's Day, who or what is foolish? A lot of people think the NFL is foolish with the tush-push stuff. We'll find out in a couple hours whether the tush-push is in or out for next season. But in honor of April Fool's, which is one of those wacky days in America, John Ritchie, I turn to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. You can win the Chris Brown tickets. John Ritchie, who or what is foolish?
I'm going to turn the spotlight back to you, Joe DeCamera.
Okay.
Your resistance to fitted hats,
okay,
once again,
me,
is very foolish.
Way to take a haymaker
your
answer.
Resistance to fitted hats. Okay. It has been something we've talked about repeatedly yes. through the years. I'm glad it's finally garnering the attention it deserves. Yeah. That other people are catching on and noticing. You wear a hat every day.
Oh, social
Why
media
don't
noticed
you
it.
Get a better hat?
Well, especially with the uniform, right? I mean,
yeah,
social
you got
media
the authentic
wild
uniform. Go, don't go with the Bobo hat with the authentic uniform.
John, people were taking pictures of me from sections away yesterday.
Oh, I saw most of them.
Yeah, it was
every time it popped up, I went, oh, my God.
I know. Another.
Work with him.
All right, Seltzer, who or what is foolish?
I got nervous there. I thought John was going to take my answer. He came close. You are foolish for thinking that you're a better athlete than Jack Fritz. Okay. It's absolute nonsense. Yeah.
All right, so go. I got to double me out of the gate.
Wow.
Reed, we have a different...
You said, I'm going to turn it back on you, and I was like, oh, no, that's my answer.
I know.
All right, Riga, who or what is foolish?
Definitely
I'm not
going to
complete the hat trick here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You with foolish, because everybody knows you're foolish. I'm going to go with the beef between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith is utterly foolish.
It's gone on for a while.
Yeah, it's childish.
Charles Barkley called them both out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was pretty clear. He thinks both are in the wrong. Look, 215-592-9494 for who is what is foolish. Sean, I feel like I have a haymaker answer, and I just have to say it because I yearn to associate this organization with foolishness. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
I mean, they are so foolish.
Deeply foolish.
On so many fronts. Right? That really could have been a winning answer.
Mm.
Who or what is foolish? Oh, the Sixers, you think? Yeah, exactly.
Oh my. As foolish as foolish. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we gotta try to size up all the mistakes. And today's not that day. We got too much going on else otherwise.
We don't have enough hours in the show.
Yeah, like if we put together a top 10 of the mistakes they've made in the last
top 100
10 years,
we could do.
Top 100, we could, though. We could. I mean, there was the game where they couldn't play the game, but they didn't notify people until.
Oh, yeah.
You got DeMarcus Cousins out there, you know, mopping the floor. Everyone knew the game wasn't about to get played. They still weren't telling them.
They did Boogie
the
Cousins
fans.
On the floor. Now I remember that.
I mean, they've done so much wrong, and so much of it is born out of foolishness. Like, sometimes a guy drops a pass in a football game. That's not foolishness. Things happen. You know, you wish the guy maybe concentrated more. Maybe he was concentrating, and he still dropped it. There are physical mistakes. The Sixers seem to specialize in the foolish type.
The confetti cannons.
Right, that whole thing.
I was at that game, and
I was at that game, too.
Well, about the fact that they were dropping confetti just in general, which was always for championships, and Adam Aaron's like, yeah, confetti for a freaking Tuesday game in November.
Yeah. No,
for
it was ridiculous.
For what? What do we got confetti in November for?
Because somebody bought the confetti gun and they had to use it.
My God. All right. Give us a big-time answer. Who or what is foolish? Best answer whoever provides it, you're winning the concert tickets. 215-592-9494. Your reaction in the now 3-1 fills out of the gate and the tush push. What do you make of all of it? Patrick in Tabernacle right now. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Pat.
Hey, I told Seltzer. John Ritchie, I didn't realize the owner meetings are the owner meetings. Clunked me on the head like coconut.
Would you think they were assistant special teams coach meetings at the owners' meetings?
It's one of those things.
I mean, Patrick, you're a smart guy, but I mean, come on now.
They're called the owners' meetings.
but it was like one of those literal things like, oh my gosh, it's the owners making football decisions, kind of. It just hit me. So, listen, we're going to lose this thing. We're going to lose it. And I told Seltz, I'm like, it really does piss me off, because how many times do we have something like we don't have Wilt Chamberlain, we're not talking about Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
The
advantage. I know what you mean. Like to
I
have
know.
The
and,
advantage.
But the flip side for me is if they ban it, man, I think our response is just going to be, you know, part of me is just saying, all right.
Can't try harder, Patrick. Try harder. I disagree with you. It will hurt them. You can't try harder than they do.
Well, okay. We'll move on. Real quick, the Phils.
Yep.
You know what? Again, so exciting seeing. I kind of, you know, wish I was there, obviously, at the stadium. But the opening day in our home ballpark, I'm still kind of in this, you know, the you know, the clouds a little bit with the start of the season, and but you know, my hopefulness is you know, the back end of our rotation, Joe. I'm going to see where we are come August with this thing. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, the back end of the rotation should be fine come August because Taiwan probably won't be in it. And even if you have an injury to the regular four, at that point, the kid will probably be in it. I mean, I'm really hoping, Patrick, that the next two or three starts are Taiwan's last two or three starts ever.
Listen, man. I know. Three
and by the way, we used to hope that about Vince Velasquez about 3 years before he was finally out of here. So sometimes these things do linger. They do. It does happen.
Listen, I think, you know, with a rotation minus Walker is, you know, you're talking about, you know, big time addition by subtraction.
There's no doubt. So there's no question.
You know.
All right, Patrick, who or what is foolish?
Magical Mystery Tour, Beatles, one of my all-time favorite albums. How about The Fool on the Hill?
The Fool on the Hill. You got it. Yeah, song from you. I got you, my man. 215-592-9494. All right, let's listen to Elliot. Elliot Short Parks is on the beat at the owner's meetings, which apparently, John, are for the assistant coaches of the league. I mean, wait, I still don't understand Patrick's. I didn't know the owner's meetings are like, you know, the owner's meetings. Now, I think his point was he didn't realize that they vote. Well, yeah, it's an organization. I mean, each organization gets one vote. They own the team. Now, they can take
direction
from their coaches.
It sounds foolish to him that the people who are voting on this, it really doesn't seem like it matters as much to them as it should.
Well, yeah, I think and I think what he's saying is he doesn't think owners should get a vote on football, but guys, they own the football teams, so they get the vote.
It does.
Now some of them might take direction from, you know, their coach or their GM. You know, it's impossible for us to know, you know, which owners choose on their own and which delegate and say, all right, you guys make the recommendation, and I'll go with what you got. I don't know.
I just can't believe that the coaches who come out publicly in favor of the Tush Push have owners who are going to make them look bad. I'm just saying, I have a tough time believing that.
I think that, generally speaking, probably should not happen often.
They should,
I could see that from a Jacksonville or something where like there's always a disconnect.
There's always a mess,
But I like Mike Tomlin would know not to say something if he thought his owner was going to vote the other way.
Correct.
But not everyone's as seasoned as Mike Tomlin.
That's true.
All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot, you know, detailed for us yesterday, the Tush Push really could go. Now, he doesn't think it will, but he acknowledges this is the closest it's ever been. We're going to know in a couple hours. Here's Elliot yesterday.
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the Tush Push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year. But just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue.
All right, that's Elliot yesterday. By the way, he'll join us in a couple hours, 24 hours later. I mean, John, one of the things that'll be interesting is what has he learned in the last 24 hours that's new?
Right.
Because he's talking, all these coaches are available, assistant coaches, you got owners, you got GMs. Like, there are a lot of people. You got other media members. You got the national, really influential media members. Guys like Peter King, I don't know if he's still there. He's retired. People like that who will know more than the average dude. Like,
Peter would have hated the Tush Push, I have a feeling. He was kind of old school.
Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah. Old school hammer. Old
you
school
and Peter King. Hey, that's what I think of both of you. Giants in the community.
In the broadcasting industry. All right, so we look forward to talking to Elliot in a couple hours. He'll join us with the latest. The vote is later today, 215-592-9494. Also, you can weigh in on the Times Yours line, because Times Yours is obviously near the end of our show at 945. But we're always looking for great Times Yours calls. Get it off your chest about the Tush Push. Do you think the Eagles are being unfairly targeted and persecuted due to their success? Time's yours. Get it off your chest at 215-238-4500. Time's yours every day. Obviously, put that in your phone, react to anything. Like if Seltzer had, James, let's say this was a live Time's Yours. And I said, James, Time's yours to describe being a Philadelphia sports fan as Brandon Graham walks out with the Lombardi Trophy. Talk to me.
It was one. Honestly, I'm not kidding when I say this. One of the coolest moments in Citizens Bank Park that I've been a part of. Like, that was for the whole crowd, for BG. First of all, for BG to boss out and walk out with the Lombardi in his hand, that alone was one of the coolest moves I've ever seen in my life. And then they bring out Saquon after out of nowhere. Play Fly Eagles Fly. Like, the first time I think we're all cool with everyone in Citizens Bank Park doing an Eagles chant together. Like, it really was magical.
It was
like,
awesome.
It was a magical moment.
And the thing, the loudest ovation, because, you know, I saw it live, the whole deal. I can tell you for sure, the loudest ovation was the moment that Brandon Graham raised the Lombardi Trophy.
No doubt.
Like, it was already really loud because you see BG. Here's BG, and you also know he just retired. You also can see that he's holding the Lombardi Trophy, like he's holding it, but it's a little more down low. So you're already at a very high level. But, and I've only seen this a few times in my life, when someone who has won, you know, we've had a couple times here, Foles and Peterson and Sirianni and Hurts and Brandon Graham, like when the Lombardi Trophy gets, as they say, John, hoisted in the air,
you
don't get louder than that. That's when the crescendo happens, because it represents so much. I mean, my God, to win that thing, winning again. By the way, only mistake yesterday? Only one mistake. Should have had them both.
So I thought about that.
Both,
you know, why he did that?
No,
it's because he had to throw a pitch. He didn't want to have to put the Lombardi on the ground. They should have had someone hold it or
hold
something.
It.
But that's why he did it. He did it because
Saquon
he had to.
Could have held one.
You're right. No, you're right. But it was because that's why, because he wanted to have the trophy and wanted to throw the pitch at the other.
I gotta say, I need a staffer out there. I need
some teamwork.
I need, you know, like the guy with the Stanley Cup with the white gloves. Those two guys. I need one of those guys out there. Oh. Two of those guys.
Oh, they have one of those guys who follows
sure
that trophy around, believe me.
So if you saw the Saquon hoist, or excuse me, the BG hoist of Lombardi, let us know your impression. It was a cool moment. And Saquon, honest to God, this was weird. He almost kind of got lost in the shuffle because Brandon came out first, which I thought was a nice touch. Because Saquon was almost like an additional surprise. It was maybe...
It was like, oh, okay, yeah, Saquon,
maybe
sure.
Like 15 seconds later, 10 seconds later. And like,
it was like an afterthought.
It was like an afterthought.
Yeah, which is so weird.
It was weird, but it was great.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
And I do think Saquon didn't want to take BG's thunder. I got that feeling too.
I
you could feel like he wasn't, like he was letting BG have that moment. I thought it was very Saquon-y.
Yep, I agree completely. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles being targeted and persecuted due to their success? Your reaction to that possibility. Of course, your phone calls on the Phils. They got another W yesterday. Ruben Amaro will join us coming up in studio next. He'll weigh in on both topics and obviously your phone calls on all of this. 215-592-9494. It's Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. Guys, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which now I've been a patient for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, let me start with this. If you're not struggling with your teeth, good for you. You should still get to PI Dental Center for year-to-year maintenance. If you are struggling with your teeth, well, that's tough. That is tough. But know this, man, better days lie ahead if you get yourself to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They're located in Fort Washington. They're the best. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.